Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at Tribute Community Center in Oshawa, we had ourselves a good old-fashioned hockey match here this afternoon. A 3-2 final in favor of the Rangers. Some terrific goaltending at both ends. Both teams played extremely well. And the Rangers did not lead until they got the go-ahead goal with 5:21 to play in the game. And they would hang on for their second consecutive victory. Let's take a look at your scoring summary from this game here in Oshawa this afternoon. Luke Torrance opened the scoring for Oshawa with his 10th of the season from Tristan DeLille. At 8:26 of the first, it was 1-0 Oshawa. The Rangers would respond on a goal by Adrian Misiljevic, his 21st of the campaign, from Matt Sopp and Hunter Brustevich at 18:52 of the first. It was 1-1 as we went to the first break. In the second, nothing but Jacob Oster's glove to talk about, and he used it a couple of times for some monster saves in the Oshawa goal. The period would go scoreless. The Rangers out shooting Oshawa 15-6 in the second, and it was 1-1 headed to the third. Then just 1:57 into the third, Matthew Buckley of Oshawa scored his 16th of the season from Tyler Graham and Ben Danford. It was 2-1 Jens. Simon Motu, though, would get that one back for Kitchener. His fifth from Matt Sopp and Cameron Reed at 8:56. And then Antonino Pugliese with his 13th of the season from Cam Mercer and Cam Reed at 14:39. The Rangers had their first lead of the game, and they did not relinquish it, in part because Tristan Malbeuf had a glorious glove save of his own to make with the Rangers up 3-2 and time winding down to preserve the victory for Kitchener. Rangers had just one Channers power play. They were 0-for. Oshawa 0-for-2 on the Channers power play today. And Kitchener outshoots the Generals 33-18. A New Year's Day crowd of 6,074 here at Tribute Community Center to take it in. A terrific day of junior hockey here in Durham County. Rangers win it 3-2 over the Oshawa Generals here this afternoon. Your post-game show for You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. You're listening to Kitchener Rangers Hockey on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at Tribute Community Center in Oshawa, where the Rangers hang on against the Oshawa Generals. 3-2 the final. Kitchener only got the lead in this game with just over 5 minutes to play. They trailed 1-0. They trailed 2-1. But the Rangers prevail by a final score of 3-2. And now the Kitchener Rangers have won three of their past four games. For Oshawa, they had won 6 of 7 coming in, so they're not going to complain a whole lot. They've still won 6 of 8. But coming out of Christmas, it's a 5-4 loss at home to Brantford, a 4-3 overtime win yesterday in North Bay, and then the home ice loss here this afternoon in front of more than 6,000 at Tribute Community Center. But we did have ourselves a heck of a hockey match. The Kitchener Rangers, take note, will play again on Thursday night. I know it's a little odd, but it's still that Christmas break week, right? So Rangers home to the Saginaw Spirit on Thursday night, and the Spirit have been coming alive of late. Saginaw, with 8 wins in its past 10 games, including back-to-back victories, one of them over the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds, the other over the Windsor Spitfire. So the Memorial Cup hosts, you might remember way back on opening night of the season, Kitchener beat Saginaw at the Memorial Auditorium 4-3. The overtime win, or the game winner that night from Antonino Pugliese, who also had the game winner here this afternoon. Then the Rangers went into Saginaw and got waxed 8-2 not long after. So 1-1 in the season series. But Saginaw coming in hot, and the Kitchener Rangers, of course, continue to run as the top team in the Ontario Hockey League. That is a Thursday night game at the Memorial Auditorium, I will remind you. For Oshawa's part, they've got the Sioux Greyhounds coming in here on Wednesday. So, again, this week that is post-holidays remains a break from school time, and that's when families like to get out and enjoy time together and enjoy time at junior hockey games in their communities. And if you look at the attendance numbers, the league always does. There's two things that stand out about junior hockey attendance. One is, for whatever reason, first round of the playoffs is usually pretty tough for attendance figures. And the longer a team stays in, the more the excitement and enthusiasm for tickets build. So it's always low attendance in the first round of the playoffs, which I find bizarre because it's playoff hockey, but that notwithstanding, we've seen that over the years in this league. And the other thing you can count on is at the Christmas break, which of course we are in now, you see some big attendance numbers. Maybe some fans get tickets in their stocking or whatever the case may be. And we've seen some big attendance numbers since we returned from Christmas last Thursday. This kind of wraps up the unofficial holiday weekend in the Ontario Hockey League. This game here in Oshawa, one of only two in the league today, Kingston and Ottawa are underway in Kingston, and they are scoreless with a quick look at our Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard. Let's send you downstairs to Paul Fixter.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with head coach Jussi Ahokas. And coach, that was one of the best games I've watched all season. Your team, you must be really happy with your team's performance tonight.
Well, yeah, everything else but the goal scoring. Like, I thought it should have been a 6-7-2. Like, second period, we didn't score any goals, but that was probably one of the best. Like, we had 14 chances, great A chances, breakaways. And all in all, like, the team still missing guys in the T4 lines. They kept working well, and I was really pleased with the guys and their effort. Yeah.
How proud are you of the club to come in here? This is a club that had won 6 of 7. They were seven wins in their last 10 games, and really put a pretty good beating on this club. As you say, it could have been 6-2. From throughout the lineup, everybody contributed in some way.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. We're a four-line team. Boys were doing their thing. What I liked, our offensive game was really good, and we didn't get frustrated. Even though we didn't score, we just keep going. And third period, like when they scored their second goal, we just keep going, and it didn't bother us. So that was mentally a big thing for us. And but good thing we got those two goals there, and because we deserved the win today for sure.
I thought Botno, Mercer, and Pugliese were outstanding tonight. Just your thoughts on their play today?
Well, in an offensive zone, they were doing the work, hard work, winning battles, holding on. They had great chances, and then Pugliese got the game-winning goal. It's good we have a line like that, and maybe Mercer didn't have his best game a couple days ago, and now he was a lot better. So, happy for their performance for sure.
Coach, I know you're a former goalie. Did you teach Melbuff that glove save near the end of the game?
Well, yeah, for sure. That's what I always tell them, like, how to make the saves. He really happy for him. He's had a little bit of hard time and hard games to play, and now two wins in a row, and it's a good thing we have two really good goaltenders, and it's good for us to go on from now, because there's going to be plenty of games here in January.
Congratulations on a good win today, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you, Paul. Jussi Ahokas, head coach of the Kitchener Rangers. Of course, the former goaltender taught the current goaltender everything he knows. Tristan Malbouf, a big glove save to preserve the victory for the Rangers, 3-2 over the Oshawa Generals here in Oshawa this afternoon. Your post-game show is for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. You're listening to Kitchener Rangers Hockey on City News 570.
Who blew a call? Who left it all out on the ice? Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter. Break it down on City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at Tribute Community Center in Oshawa, where the Rangers led only once, but they did so with just over 5 minutes to go in the third period. and they took a 3-2 lead that they did not relinquish. So Kitchener makes it back-to-back wins and three in their past four as we send you back downstairs to Paul Fixter.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with Cameron Mercer, who was just telling me off there. He had a whole section of family here, and what a night for him to perform. I thought your line was outstanding tonight, and your coach just gave your line a bunch of, well, he gave you credit for the victory here, and obviously you got the game-winning goal. Just your thoughts on the team playing so well in a tough building.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a pretty packed barn, lots of fans, but sometimes we like to use that to our advantage, come out here and kind of make the crowd a little dead and just work hard, create chances, what we did, and came out with a win.
What did you see? You hung on to the puck there. What did you see on the game-winning goal by Pugliese that allowed you to hang on to the puck so long and then make a great pass to him in the high slot?
Yeah, Reeder made a real nice play to me, and I knew I had a bit of time, so I was either going to take it to the net or try and find someone in the slot, and Puggy did a really good job at popping out for me, and I found his tape and he put it in.
What does it say when a coach puts you in the defensive zone with a one-goal lead and you take three consecutive face-offs? That's a lot of confidence in a player, and you did very well on those face-offs.
Yeah, thank you. It means a lot. My D-zone face-offs is something I take a lot of pride in and something I don't take lightly. So it means a lot that he has trusted me in those situations, and when I'm out there, I leave it all out there and trying to get it done for the team.
Is it fun having your two line mates back? The line had been broken up for a couple of games, and now the three of you are back. The three amigos are back together.
Yeah, it's always fun to play together. We have real good chemistry off the ice, and that helps been on the ice. Can't complain with my line mates before, some pretty skilled wingers and stuff like that, but to have us put back together and just work hard and come out of here with a win, it feels good.
How important is this win for the hockey club? You're missing some players. You're playing against a team that just had won 6 of 7, and they were 7-2-1 in their last 10. It's a pretty good hockey club over there. That the coach just said you guys could have won 5-2 or 6-2. Their goaltender played very well. How big of a win is that for this club?
Yeah, it's a big win. I think there's been doubt around our team all year. At the start of the year, we weren't supposed to be good, and now we're doing well, and we had two big players take off the World Juniors, so there was some doubt there, but I think we just do a good job letting that fuel us and continuing to come out and prove haters wrong.
So how many did you have in attendance here tonight watching you?
I'm not sure. I got to go with at least 20, probably. 20 plus, which is still a pretty good crowd. But, yeah, I'm about to go see them after this, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes of your time to spend with us. A great game today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. Cameron Mercer, he and his line mates, Justin Botno, Antonino Pugliese, the straws stirring the drink for the Rangers offensively. And they didn't quit. They stuck to the game plan and ultimately prevailed 3-2 here in Oshawa. Your post-game show for You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Three stars and more still to come. You're listening to City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at Tribute Community Center in Oshawa, where the Rangers send 6,000 plus home a little less happy than when they arrived, I would suppose. Kitchener with a late goal in the third and picks up a 3-2 victory over the Generals. Let's take a look, speaking of threes, at your three stars of this game tonight. Three stars are a presentation of the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Third star of this game with a pair of assists, and I don't know how many big body checks he just bounced right back from, but that's the kind of game that Cameron Reed plays, and the Rangers defenseman is the third star of this game. Jacob Oster made 30 saves, several of them of the spectacular variety in the Oshawa goal, and he's a very deserving star number two of this game. And Adrian Misiljevic, who scored his 21st goal of the season, was named star number one. So your three stars go Misiljevic, Oster, and Reed. Three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. We're back to wrap from Oshawa right after this quick timeout. Your post-game show for You Save Flooring on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here inside Tribute Community Center as we wrap things up for another day and ho-hum, another victory for the Kitchener Rangers. It did not come easily, Paul, and something that UC Ahokas, the head coach, mentioned in a conversation with you moments ago is that it could have been 6 or 7-2 for Kitchener. It wasn't. Jacob Oster was good, a deserving second star, as I already mentioned, but I think the key to that statement is showing that the Rangers did not deviate from the game plan. They stuck to it, even though it must have been getting a little bit frustrating.
Yeah, that's where the mental, he talked about the mental part of the game in your pregame with conversation with him, and that's where the mental, you have to stay mentally strong because they were playing so well, and you had talked about, you know, does the momentum shift towards Oshawa's way now, and Kitchener, to their credit, they just stayed the course, did what they had to do, and in the end, you know, the best line for them tonight ends up getting the game-winning goal for them. They're certainly very deserving of that goal, and I thought it was a great pass by Mercer. You know, Reed made a good play, and then Mercer made a really strong play to make the pass out to Pugliese, who was in the slot, and buried it.
I got to credit you for your cardiovascular fitness, Paul, because it is not an easy trek from where you were rinkside all the way back up here, literally above the scoreboard at center ice. You have to walk across a catwalk, and you're not even breathing heavy.
Thanks, Mike. And what's kind of scary about it is you're walking across the catwalk right across the ice surface looking down, and I'm not real good at heights, and you can feel it kind of wobbling a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, it's a great vantage point here. I love this building. It's really a shame that we don't get to come here more often than this time, because it's a good building. It's a nice venue, and, you know, a good hockey game.
One more quick note before we say good afternoon from Oshawa, and that is this. It's a tough part of the schedule for every team in the league with World Juniors going on, holiday time, etc. And the Rangers have now played six games without Carson Rakoff and Philip Machar. They've won four of them. Three big ones coming up, don't get me wrong. Saginaw on Thursday, then on the road Saturday in Sudbury, Sunday in North Bay. But 4-2 in the absence of two really big parts of the offense.
I think that's a credit to certainly the players for performing, but the coaches for not allowing the players to feel sorry for themselves that they don't have two good players here. They look at it more as an opportunity for others. Arquette's come in and played very well for this club, and you see the elevation of the Mercer line, you know, taking charge here today. I think some of the leadership, Matthew Sopp had a stronger game today. He had two assists, and, you know, Brustevich is back. He's back on his horse riding that thing pretty hard. He's looking good out there. So some of their leaders, Motu gets the nice goal. He's a leader on this team. So their leaders have really taken charge here and said, hey, we're missing two good players, but we've got 20 really good players still around here that can get the job done.
All right.
And to that, I should add, Mike, I'm really happy for Malbuff. And the coach alluded to it, like back-to-back wins for a guy that had been struggling a little bit with his confidence, according to the coach.
No question about it. And that's another bonus for the Kitchener Rangers as we head into a really tough second half with some long road trips still to come. Remember, hockey fans, your calendar might appear as though it's deceiving you. There is no Friday night home game at the Memorial Auditorium this week. We're going to be there on Thursday night, and the Saginaw Spirit will be there as well to play the Rangers. Then Friday is a travel day for us, and then we'll be in Sudbury for a Sudbury Saturday night and North Bay on Sunday. So just so you got your calendar right, the next game, January the 4th, that is Thursday night at the Memorial Auditorium. And if you're not going to be there, please do be here, like Richard, who listened from Sweden today online at kitchener.citynews.ca. So thanks for joining us on another broadcast. On behalf of my partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer, Adam Sanderson, my name is Mike Farwell. Once again, a very happy new year. Welcome to 2024. Thank you for listening. I bid you a very good Monday afternoon from Tribute Community Center in Oshawa.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.